The album has its rough spots, but it is a masterpiece of production with some beautiful songs, skilled instrumentation, and some great rock and roll. The title is perhaps the most fitting thing of all. It's the name of the studio on the street of the same name where the Beatles recorded virtually all of their records.
Abbey Road, for me, as always with all the albums, I like some of the tracks and I don't like others of the tracks. And it's always been the same. I've never been a knocked-out Beatles fan by any of our albums. You know, I like some of the work we do and some of it I don't.
Producer George Martin.
John got disenchanted with record production. He didn't really approve of what I'd done or what I was doing. He didn't like messing about, as he called it, and didn't like the pretentiousness, if you like, of record production. And I could see his point. He wanted good old-fashioned, plain, solid rock, and the hell with it. Let's blast the living daylights out. And or if it was a soft ballad, let's do it, you know, just the way it comes. And he wanted authenticity and that kind of thing. And he objected very much to what we did on Abbey Road on the second side, on the long side, which was almost entirely Paul and I working together with contributions from the others.
On October 24th, Apple releases a single by the Plastic Ono Band. The A side, with John's screaming vocal, Ringo's drums, Klaus Voormann's bass, and Eric Clapton's driving guitar, became for many the best post-Beatle record. It's a plaintive wail against the horrors of heroin addiction, or any addiction that affects human life. Even though it was anti-drug, the record was banned in a lot of places.
I offered Cold Turkey to Beatles, but they weren't ready to record a single. So I did it as Plastic Ono. You know? I don't care what it goes out as long as it goes out.